Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and we've got a lot to cover today. The column by Mike Rosen in the Rocky Mountain News about Salazar and the Dairy Queen, and focus on the family and judges, Republican judges. And so we'll talk about that. And also, we have a press release. Here at Bob Enyart Live, we have a press release, Dairy Queen Justice Sunday protest scheduled for May 1st. That's this Sunday at 2 o'clock. So if you'd like to come on out to that, I'd love to meet you there. And then we've got the front page of a college newspaper in California that was mailed to us, the Santa Monica College Weekly. And there's a, it's a nice newspaper, plenty of color in it. And a color, large front page photo of a Christian on campus with a large sign of an aborted child. He's holding a Bible. You could read real clearly in the paper, Holy Bible. And his name is Jason Storms, and he is wearing a T-shirt that says shadowgov.com. Shadowgov.com. So it came with a note to us in the mail. The note says, Shadowgov is alive and well. And if you go there today, you'll find the latest on the Ken Salazar focus on the family, Dairy Queen judicial flap. So that's at shadowgov.com. You find the same stuff at our primary website, kgov.com. And then the big news is that the fun fair is now on their rain date, May 7th, instead of this Saturday. You know, Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, they've got 20 beautiful acres, but they're wooded acres. It's mostly grass and trees and animals. It's a beautiful school. And their fair, their huge party for this Saturday will be, it's more wise to put it off until the rain date next week. So May 7th, we'll see you there from 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. And at 4 o'clock, there's going to be a special release of doves. 25 white doves. That's going to be neat. Okay. So now we have a lot to cover. And in Mike Rosen's column today in the Rocky Mountain News, he said that the protest at Senator Salazar's Dairy Queen was by members of Faith Bible Chapel. And I feel so bad for those guys. I mean, it wasn't, but there were no members of Faith Bible Chapel there. It was, there were some members of Denver Bible Church at the protest, but the poor guys at Faith Bible Chapel, that's all they need is to be blamed for this. We did it, so we're ready to take the blame. And they're probably thinking today, why us? Why us? But we'll get to that column and the rest of this news in our press release in a moment, but we'll take a couple calls today at 1-800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. Now in California, Dave, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Bob, I wanted to ask you a question about abortion.
Yes, sir.
Something has hit me personally, and I'm definitely pro-life. I have a son and daughter-in-law in Indianapolis. My daughter-in-law has had two miscarriages. She was pregnant a third time in under 3 months. They determined they had a lot of defects. I don't know the names of them, but it's when the skull isn't formed, there was a partial brain, and the organs were outside in a sac of the body.
Yeah.
And the doctor said that it'll probably be a stillborn, and if it was born alive, it would probably just be a matter of minutes or hours at the most. Yes.
I wish I could get you on the phone with Brian and Lisa Rohrbaugh, whose son Danny was killed at Columbine. And they had a situation with a baby. She had severe complications. And what a wonderful story it ended up. The hospital, the doctors were absolutely insisting they have an abortion.
I remember you talking about that.
You remember that? But they would not. And that little baby was born at about 6 months of age, but so tiny, smaller than your hand. And that precious little baby lived for one day and only knew the love of its parents.
Right.
And then the baby died, and they're looking forward to seeing little Joshua Lee again in heaven.
Right. Well, they had terminated my daughter-in-law's pregnancy, you know, and of course, I mean, I didn't discuss it with them, you know. I was trying to think this through, whether it was the right thing to do. I don't think it was, but
to be born
in that situation.
Yeah, when a baby is going to die, it's, of course, it's okay to let the baby die if the baby's dying. But that doesn't mean then it's okay to kill the baby.
Right.
So well, that, and let's say both the mother and the baby are dying. Let's say that.
Yeah.
Like if it's an ectopic pregnancy.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to bring that up too, yeah.
Yeah, and so the egg, the ovum released an egg, and the egg is traveling down the fallopian tube, and it doesn't even have time to get into the womb, and it's been fertilized.
Yeah.
So a fertilized egg is in the fallopian tube, then what will happen is the baby will die and the mother will die. So, of course, the goal is to save the baby and save the mother.
Right.
If you can. If you cannot, you save whoever you can save. And at this point, we can only save the mother. So we go in and we save the mother. And in the process, tragically, the baby dies. But the goal is not to kill the baby.
Right.
That's not the goal of saving the mother at that moment. And so it's not complicated. Those are the principles. It's okay to let a dying person die.
Right.
It's not okay to kill them. And doctors, because they're pro-abortion and because they've long advocated the killing of innocent children for no reason whatsoever, for some reason it makes them feel good when they actually think they have a good reason to kill a baby. And I have had so many callers. In fact, if we asked for it today, we could get more. Over the years, 14 years on the air, women have called in from all over the country and said, my doctor told me that my baby would be deformed, he would die, he would do all this, be terrible, and I had to have an abortion, and we would not do that, and now I have a beautiful little 7-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes the doctors could see, you know, we have this 4D ultrasound. If the baby is utterly deformed, now you can see it. But
this was the case in this situation.
Yeah, that could be. But my point is doctors at the drop of a hat say you got to kill the baby because that's their inclination because somehow they think it soothes their guilty conscience.
Mm-hmm.
But they are the medical community in America is the last place to go for moral advice.
Yeah.
Because it's
I agree with you, but, you know, I was trying to associate with an ectopic pregnancy, you know.
Yeah.
Because it, technically the baby is still alive unless you do something. Or,
oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And so
I was thinking, well, maybe you knew of these situations. I don't know the names of it. What has happened in the past when those things happened, you know.
Yeah, so it was tragic. They were misinformed, misled, because we don't have a strong foundation. People go into hospitals and doctors – tell them you need to starve your grandmother to death. It's the only merciful thing to do, and people do it.
Yeah.
And in fact, thousands of people do it all over America every year.
It's the Terry Schiavo thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's extremely common. So, Dave, thank you so much for calling.
Okay,
and
Bob.
I'm sorry that you've gone through that, and we'll pray for your family.
Thank you very much.
And your kids that they can overcome this.
Okay, God bless, Bob.
God bless you. Appreciate the call. 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. So Mike Rosen writes this column in today's Rocky Mountain News, and he writes, there's ample cause to criticize Senator Ken Salazar for reneging on his campaign promise, and that was to vote on Bush's judges. But the picketing of his wife's Dairy Queen by members of Faith Bible Chapel who carried signs reading Salazar is anti-Christian is absurd. Okay, so he says it's absurd, and the reason he gives, Mike Rosen on KOA, our main morning talk show host in Colorado, 50,000 watt Rush affiliate here. Mike Rosen usually gives reasons for his pronouncements, and he does here. He says it's absurd because this dispute is not about Salazar's religion. It's about his politics. And that's a little funny because Mike is usually, as a political observer, he's usually on the ball, although he's libertarian in his viewpoint, which means that he enjoys immorality, sexual immorality, he advocates. But Mike Rosen, it's not about religion. It's about politics. Maybe he's missed. I guess he didn't notice that Salazar is in this titanic struggle right now with the Christian right. Maybe Mike missed that. It's just somehow he just didn't catch it. Maybe he missed that it's a U.S. senator battling the number one Christian evangelical in America, James Dobson. Maybe he missed that. This dispute isn't about Salazar's religion. Mike, there are Christians who believe in the Bible, who believe it's the Word of God because of the evidence we've seen, and that it is wrong to kill an innocent human being. And an unborn child is alive, right? It's either dead, alive, or I don't know. Which is it, if you're listening right now? Is an unborn child alive, dead, or I don't know? It's alive. And is that living creature in the womb, is it human? Is it dog? Or is it a plant? Or I don't know. You can answer that too, right? It's human. It's a living human being. And so that Christians apply God's law, do not murder, do not shed innocent blood, to all human beings, and it is wrong, we conclude, to kill an unborn child. Politics and religion, they're inherently intertwined throughout human history, and so, of course, it is a religious issue. And if Jesus Christ did rise from the dead, and if he expects us to uphold God's law and his principles, then Ken Salazar is anti-Christian. And if Christ did not rise from the dead, the Apostle Paul says, we Christians are fools, so it doesn't matter. Our phone number is 1-800-8-N-YARDS. Bob in Canada, welcome. Bob, your son called this show a week ago. We had a.
I know. Bob, I've been trying to get hold of you, and yeah. I just wanted to say how much I love and appreciate you that helped get my son back on track.
In other words, your son, Steve, is walking with the Lord.
He's really walking with the Lord.
He is.
All of our family, all of our kids were serving the Lord, and Steve gave his heart to the Lord at Daily Vacation Bible School.
Yeah.
And then a few years ago, he said to me, he calls me Hawk. That's my nickname.
Hawk.
That's
okay.
My license plate, Hawk.
Bob Hawking.
Yeah. And he says, Hawk, I'm going a different route now. I don't think I'll need this Bible. And we gave him a Bible in everyday language as one of these living Bibles for his birthday when he was about 12. And he says, Hawk, I won't be needing this anymore. I'm going a different route.
Mm.
Now, we never criticized him, Bob. We just prayed for him and prayed for him. And then he had this job. He was a director at the television station and came home late one night and caught you on the dish when you had your television show.
All right. Now, Bob, we want – or Hawk. I'll call you Hawk.
Or whatever you like. Everybody does.
So. We want to hear that story, Hawk, but let me – let you know, a Bible verse leaps to mind.
Yes.
That in the book of Proverbs, Solomon wrote that there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. And so when somebody says, hey, I don't really need Jesus Christ, I don't need God, I'm fine on my own, they think it's going to be, they're going to have a better life, but it's the way of death. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, anyways, Bob, Steve was just intrigued with your show, and then he started taping them, and he came in one day in my office. He says, "Hey, Hawk, I want you to play these, and let me know about this guy Enyard." And I says, "I played them, and I says I think he's dead on. He's great." And then he comes in to see his mother one day, and he says, "Mom, I'd like to get one of those Bibles that Bob Enyard's got."
Oh.
And my wife went out and bought him one. And he's
now what was that? Just a New King James, probably.
No, this was, yeah, New King James, right.
Yeah. We like the King James, the New King James. They're our favorites.
And then he bought me a Bible that he wrote to you to find out where you could get a couple of Bibles where God speaks in red ink.
Red, in other words, many Bibles have in the New Testament the words of Christ in red.
Right.
But very few have in the Old Testament the words of God in red.
Right, and so, he got me one of those.
So we like that here at Bob and Your Live. That's neat. So you got one.
He bought me it as a gift. And I said to your mom the other day, and she gave me your address. I want to send you $50 American towards your show, Bob.
Oh.
And I just want to. I said to Connie, I says, you don't know how that touched my heart.
Oh.
I mean, my son Steve, he's on fire for you, and our whole family serving you, and. I do a lot of lay speaking. Mm-hmm. I work with Charles Colson. Our
Chuck
city
Colson,
is the prison city of Canada.
Oh.
We have about 9 institutions here, if you count halfway houses. And
well, where is that?
It's in Kingston, Ontario, Canada. We're halfway between Montreal, Quebec, and Toronto.
All right.
And we have 5,000 inmates living in this city. I've preached the gospel and taught the gospel in every single institution.
Mm-hmm.
I was the very first one the government trusted to take out of prison. And now they give me a prison van and I bring 6 inmates to church on Sundays.
Wow.
And these guys are getting saved.
All right, praise
the Lord.
We
see lives being changed, and that's what Jesus is into the life-changing business.
Amen. Now, Chuck Colson, he was the Nixon hatchet man.
That's right. He was a hatchet man, and Chuck is a very, very close friend of mine.
Oh, wow. I've read a couple of his books, and he founded Prison Fellowship.
He started his 25 years this year in Canada that he started Prison Fellowship. I was teaching a Bible class in Collins Bay Institution, which is one of our tougher institutions, and Chuck Colson was in Canada and happened to be in Collins Bay Institution and asked me who I was with, and I said, I'm with nobody. I just come in to help the chaplain. Well, I joined. I said, well, I'll join in with you, and I chaired their Canadian office for about 8 years, and Chuck and I are dear, dear friends. And I'm still taking inmates to church on Sunday.
Hey, Hawk, maybe I could ask you to do a favor.
Yes.
It's maybe a small favor to you, but it'd be huge for us.
Sure.
If we sent you a DVD of our God and the Death Penalty.
Right.
If you could send it instead of us to Chuck Colson.
I'll do that. I'll send it to Chuck. And also, I've read it. My son took it off.
You read our Death Penalty brochure.
No, not the brochure,
the video,
but all of your notes on the death penalty in the Old Testament and the New.
Right. We have God's criminal justice system, the syllabus, which is maybe 15 pages. We have a pamphlet on the death penalty, one on Scott Peterson should be executed. And then we have a video, a two-hour video on the New Testament support for capital punishment. And it's on VHS and on DVD. So we'll send you a DVD.
Okay.
And if you could send that to Chuck Colson, we will be so...
I'll send it to Chuck. He in the off-season, he lives in South Florida.
All right.
But I'll send it to his office, and I'll make sure he gets it. And incidentally, his son, he has a son called Wendell, and he's in deep, dire straits for... Mm. For prayer. I think it's cancer, but I'm not sure. He went under the knife for 7 hours in Boston, Massachusetts.
Well, thank you
just recently, and I haven't heard from Chuck, but he usually phones me or he writes me a note. And in fact, the last time he wrote me a note, he was in Vatican City, and he was speaking to a bunch of young priests there and telling them to get involved in prison work. Mm. And one of the guys happened to be one of the priests happened to be from Kingston, Ontario. So he says, you get hold of Bob Hawkins over at Shalimar Shoes. I've been in the shoe business here for 43 years, Bob.
All right.
And he says, you get hold of Bob Hawkins. He'll show you what to do when you get into the prisons. And
all right. Well, Hawk, thank you so very much.
Thank you, and all the best to you, Bob. And thank you for what you've done to my son. I love you.
God bless you.
And God bless,
brother. I'm going to put Hawk on hold. And we're going to get his address and send him a death penalty video, a DVD. The DVDs look cool. You should see our new DVD on video fruitcake, hilarious liberal callers into our TV show. Oh, video fruitcake. It's hysterical. You can order it online at kgov.com or call us at 800-8-NUART, 1-800-836-9278. All right. So anyway, Mike Rosen thinks the killing of unborn children, that issue has nothing to do with religion because he doesn't care about God. He doesn't believe in God, as far as I can recall. He tends to be libertarian. And libertarians, some Christians think libertarian is conservative. The best you can say, and even this is an exaggeration, is that a libertarian is an immoral conservative. Libertarians want to have legalized, to keep legal, adultery, pornography, prostitution, homosexuality, euthanasia, that's the killing of sick or handicapped, unloved and unwanted people and old folks, legalized abortion, legalized incest. That's the Libertarian Party. Legalizing recreational drugs like ecstasy and crack and heroin. Legalizing suicide. That's the Libertarian Party. And I've debated the president of the Indiana Libertarian Party, the Gary Nolan, who was the Libertarian Party's leading presidential candidate back last year in March, was it? So, it's immoral. And Mike Rosen comes from that perspective. He brags about the porn sites that he thinks are so well done on the internet. And I don't know what his wife thinks about that, but that's where he's coming from. And so he thinks you could kill unborn children with impunity because there is no God. If there is a God, he certainly doesn't care if you kill unborn kids. And so therefore, he thinks it's not a religious issue. It's a political issue. Okay. And we have somewhat the same problem from conservatives who act as though it's primarily a political issue. And that has informed their strategy for decades now. And it's gotten us nowhere since the federal judiciary, 58% of federal judges were nominated by Republican presidents, 58%, more than half. And it's a solidly pro-abortion judiciary. So we need to rethink our strategy and revise it because it's failed. Okay, so Mike Rosen goes on to say that more than 200 of George W. Bush's judicial nominees have been confirmed, but that most of those were to lower courts. And as far as his appellate court nominees, 35% have been filibustered. Right? Let's see. The confirmation rate of Bush's appellate judges is only 65%. So 35%, a third. So Bush has gotten two-thirds of his federal appellate judges through, and there's a handful that has not been put through. Okay. So that's the status on there. Our press release for this Sunday, May 1st, at the Dairy Queen, here it is, for immediate release. And this has been sent to the media around Colorado and elsewhere. Dairy Queen Justice Sunday protest. Sunday, S-U-N-D-A-E. Sunday, May 1st, 2005, at 2 o'clock, 2 to 3 o'clock. So if you're in the Denver area, I mean, I know some people are coming up from Colorado Springs. And if you could come on out, even if it's a blizzard, what better place to be than at a Dairy Queen if it's a blizzard, right? So it'll be for a short time. And you come on out. And so here's the press release. In his column today in the Rocky Mountain News, Mike Rosen misidentified last week's protest at Senator Ken Salazar's Dairy Queen as manned by members of Faith Bible Chapel. Rather, members of Denver Bible Church and other anti-choice Christians protested there last week and will again this Sunday at 2 o'clock. Our Justice Sunday goal, Sunday, S-U-N-D-A-E, our Justice Sunday goal is to oppose the senator's support for legalized abortion. After all, Senator Salazar aborts future Dairy Queen customers. Right? Dairy Queen relies on kids to thrive, and Salazar supports killing kids, and so far 40 million of those kids have been killed. Imagine how much better Dairy Queen would have done in the last 30 years if 40 million kids had not been killed. And so Salazar makes money from kids, dead or alive. Either way, the ones who escape the knife of Planned Parenthood, or that is the suction aspirator, or Warren Hearn's knife up in Boulder, the kids that escape the knife and are not killed in their mother's womb, a la Ken Salazar, he makes money off of them when they stop in his Dairy Queen. And the kids who are killed, he makes money off of them because people donate politically to candidates who support killing unborn children. So Ken Salazar makes money off of children, dead or alive. So this press release continues. The goal of Justice Sunday is to oppose the senator's support for legalized abortion, but mostly to expose the failed result of the Christian strategy of getting judges who respect life by electing pro-life Republican presidents. That's been a failed strategy. We filled the federal judiciary with Republican judges. They're pro-choice. Now, this press release has a page attached. It says the attached page is the text of an advertisement, which also appears at kgov.com, by the way, which has been accepted by a major Colorado newspaper and will run next week, showing that James Dobson has been criticizing mostly the judges nominated by the pro-life Republican presidents, which he supported. You get it? Most of the criticisms that Dobson makes against judges for their outrageous decisions are judges that were nominated by Republican pro-life presidents of the last quarter century. And then the press release quotes Pastor Bob Enyart, through a failed strategy, Republican presidents elected partly by the Christian right have filled the federal judiciary with pro-choice judges. While James Dobson is battling the Democrats over the filibuster of Republican judges, in reality, both sides are responsible for the appointment of almost exclusively pro-choice judges. Contact Public Relations Manager Ray Graybar, Bob and Your Life Producer Michelle Ross, Bob and Your Life Studios. So that's what's up. That's what's happening. Hey, Maranatha Christian Center, their big blowout party for Saturday. It's on the rain date now, May 7th. So check that out. It'll be a lot of fun. Come to Denver Bible Church this Sunday morning and go to the web, kgov.com, and invite somebody to listen on the radio or at the website, kgov, kgov.com.